You're listening to Tree Note. When it comes to people, unassuming doesn't mean uninteresting. The same holds true for trees. The gamble oak has never broken any records for height or longevity, but a little research reveals its hidden complexity. Gamble oaks live in our Wasatch foothills and all over the West. Most are shorter than 10 feet tall, with rough bark and crooked branches. Their acorns are sweet and abundant, turning from green to golden brown in the fall. These acorns sustain birds and other wildlife. The Colorado hairstreak butterfly is entirely dependent on them for food and egg-laying sites. And for millennia, gamble oaks have been a critical food source for indigenous people of the Southwest. The acorns are ground into flour to make a host of sustaining and sustainable foods. Gamble oaks also feed our scientific curiosity. Because the trees grow in clumps, scientists have wondered if the individual trunks in each cluster might actually be a single genetic individual, like the clones of our aspen trees. Until recently, that idea was only speculation. In 2014, Jake Chalmers, then a graduate student at the University of Utah, investigated. He took leaf samples from individual oak trunks growing in different clumps and then identified their genetic makeup. Each clump had a unique and separate genetic signature. That means that a landscape that looks like it's housing a whole bunch of individual trees is actually home to a much smaller number of genetic organisms. It's like discovering a friend as a triplet, and that there are two other individuals who share her exact genetic makeup. So, on your next hike in our foothills, pause and appreciate the humble gamble oak. Their modest appearance hides their critical values, just like those wonderful, unassuming people in our lives. Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.